This is Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm Michelle Martin. Coming up, we'll hear the latest installment in our tweet poetry series, Muses and Metaphor. But first, we'd like to talk about an effort to add some flavor to the top ranks of restaurant kitchens in America's spiciest city. We're talking about New Orleans. Just about every flavor that makes up the American food story can be found there, from neighborhood joints to the fanciest white tablecloth destinations in the French Quarter. But while New Orleans cuisine is diverse, often the chefs who prepare it are not. Celebrity chef John Besh is out to change that. The Louisiana native has started Chef's Move. That's a program that awards promising minority kitchen workers scholarships to help them upgrade their culinary skills to world-class level. They study in New York City first and then return to New Orleans. And Chef John Besh joins us now from member station WWNO in New Orleans. Also with us is Chris Okori, last year's scholarship winner. He is at our bureau in New York. Welcome to you both. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thanks so much for having us, Michelle.
Now, Chef Besh, I think it would surprise a lot of Americans to hear that New Orleans doesn't already have a lot of diversity in restaurant leadership. What is it that you've seen, and why is that?
Well, I think the one thing that's bugged me over the years is our food culture has become a lot more progressive than ever before. You know, a lot more people are talking food today than ever before in history, as far as the world of celebrity chefdom, I guess you could say. And it would pain me as I'd walk through my kitchens and I'd look through our applications. We had very few minority applicants in New Orleans in particular. And I think what really bugged me even more is that, you know, how can we, Michelle, continue to evolve this culture and see this beautiful culture that we have that, you know, one could say is one of the only indigenous urban cultures left in America? How would that progress and how would it survive if all of us within this culture aren't partaking in it and aren't enjoying its benefits? And I just saw very few people rise into management levels, in particular African-Americans from New Orleans, I think have never really, you know, the past generation, we haven't seen that you know, the great chefs rising up out of New Orleans like we should have.
But why is that? Why do you think that is? And I think I can say, I'm sure a lot of people are surprised by that because they understand that you don't have to know very much to know that there are, you know, African-Americans and food and the history of food in this country are very closely intertwined. And there are some high-profile celebrity chefs like Marcus Samuelson, certainly not from New Orleans. But why do you think that is?
Yeah,
is
no, and we do come from the city of Leah Chase. And, you know, just a gem of a person and a wonderful chef and great personality. But I think it has often been seen as just a dead-end job without the opportunity attached, and also one closely related to that domestic worker that, you know, many grandmothers and had been in the past and kind of lumped into that pile. And I think what I wanted to do is reach out and say, look, you know, there are some great opportunities here, and I want everybody in our community to really enjoy the prosperity that exists within this industry today. This isn't the same industry as it was 20, 30, 40 years ago, is changing.
Let me ask Chris to pick up the thread here. Chris, why did you grow up wanting to be a chef? And I just want to ask you to reflect on the question I asked, which is, why do you think there are not more people of color, particularly African-Americans, leading restaurants that's sort of in your city?
To answer the question, no, I did not want to. I did not grow up with dreams of becoming a chef at all. What happened was I moved to New Orleans after Katrina. And like Chef said, some people look at it as a dead-end job. I just needed a job at the time. And so a friend of mine recommended me to Cafe Reconcile that helped get young people like myself who was, well, I wasn't at the time, but on the streets and wasn't doing great at the time, jobs in the hospitality industry. So I looked at it as I needed a job. I needed to get money. So basically, I graduated that program, and they helped me get a job at a really nice restaurant, New Orleans Cafe Adelaide. And I had worked up my way from a food runner to becoming a line cook. To reflect on the question, though, I just think the word hasn't really been out yet to the youth of New Orleans that you can become a chef. I mean, it kind of started the home, for one. Some kids just never got that chance to, you know, watch their grandmothers or watch their mothers cook in the kitchen. And, well, you know, I mean, they just grew up trying to, you know, eating what they can, you know, not really eating, you know, like top quality foods and stuff like that. So it kind of, the thread kind of runs real deep into why we young black people, young minorities haven't really gotten into the kitchen yet.
So, or don't want to get, or don't want to stay in the kitchen.
Right. Yeah. I mean, the word just hasn't really been brought. I think programs like this, the Chef's Moves, I think they really, really try to broaden young minorities' mindset into what they can do to get out the situations they're in.
Chef, tell me, how do you came up with the idea of Chef's Move? What, how did, first of all, I'm interested in how it came to you. Did it come to you like your idea for a fabulous dessert? It just kind of came to you one day?
You know, for years I've been working with Cafe Reconcile, Cafe Hope. There's even another, you know, outreach program here in New Orleans, Liberty's Kitchen, where what they do are they target at-risk inner-city youth and offer them life skills training and, you know, the rudimentary hospitality training. Now, what happens, you know, that's great for an entry-level position, but what happens to those with the smarts, the drive, and the tenacity to move on into management levels? And ultimately, what I would like to see done is that they, you know, allow that entrepreneurial spirit to take over and start opening their restaurants, their businesses, really putting their indelible mark or imprint on the culture of New Orleans. I think that that would really change things and I think offer so much potential to young inner city people across the country. So we created the Chef's Move Scholarship to basically take somebody with so much promise and so much hope and then out of New Orleans and take them to New York, where they're able to mentor, create some mentorship process with great chefs of New York, at the same time completing all their required classes at what was the French Culinary Institute, which is now the International Culinary Center.
So the program, what? It offers what? Tuition and living expenses?
Tuition,
for
everything from cameras to computers, to knives, to clogs, to your chef's uniforms, the tools of the trade. And it's funny how the tools have changed because now blogging is a requisite for us. We want Chris to go to New York, work for great people like Michael White over at iFiore or Maria, learn from them, go to class, and then blog about it and share the news with everybody and share the, you know, his, you know, his, so we can trace, you know, Chris is growing day by day, just every meal that he has, he's growing as a chef and as a human being. I think for him to articulate that to the world via the blog and via Instagram, for that matter, is just a wonderful thing.
And so 9 months in New York, and then they have to come back to New Orleans.
I'll need the recipients to come back, work for me for a few months to make sure that, you know, we hone those skills that they've learned in school, and then send them off to go work for another great chef. It's counterintuitive in
that
a sense because we're putting
you're putting your competition out on the street, man.
Absolutely. And one day I hope they become competition, and because that's that's the American dream.
Well, Chris, how has this experience been for you? What's been the most interesting thing about your training up in New York? I'm just curious about what's right. I'm from New York. I'm just letting you know.
The most interesting
thing? Yeah, yeah. And so step light. I'm from New York. I want to know, like, what have you noticed, particularly in contrast to New Orleans? Like, what do you notice about the food? What have you noticed?
I think the chefs here are, like, you know, a lot more into how they plate their food and stuff here. But as far as, I mean, I'm enjoying it a lot, though.
What are you thinking about, Chris, in terms of what you think you might like to be known for as a chef?
I want all my food to taste good. I want people, if I had to open a restaurant, or when I open a restaurant later in life, I want people to just have a great experience, a great dining experience. And I ultimately like the chefs in New York. I want everyone to see my food and know what I'm trying to tell them, you know. And that's why I just want everyone to enjoy it and have a great experience.
Well, keep us posted, Chris.
I will.
Yeah, good luck to you.
Thank you so much.
Chef, what about you? What are you most excited about now that you've gotten this up and running? I mean, I'm betting this isn't probably what you thought you'd be doing when you first thought about being a chef yourself. I don't know that you thought you'd be running a scholarship program, too. But
well, you know, I think that we're all called, every human being needs to be a steward of where it is that they come from, and using the tools that we each one of us possess to make the world a better place. And I think that it probably took Hurricane Katrina to really wake me up that, you know, I've won all the awards that I can win, basically, and I create this great food, but why do I really cook? And who am I? And how am I going to use this to make the world a better place? And so, if I can help change some lives, and if I can help bring dignity to people, then I've done a great thing. And then all of a sudden, this snowballs, and you know, people that have graduated that are now moving on and working with our mayor Mitch Landrieu on anti-violence outreaches and everything else. And so, it's great to see this thing snowball, and it's beautiful to watch. That just a good deed from you and I can go a long way. We never know what its potential might possibly be.
That was celebrity chef John Besh. He's the co-founder of Chef's Move. It's a scholarship program which hopes to increase diversity in restaurant leadership in New Orleans. Also with us, future chef Chris Okori. He won a 2012 Chef's Move program scholarship, and he's finishing his studies up in New York. Thank you both so much for speaking with us.
Thank you
for having us.